Welcome back for a continued conversation with Dr. Wallace about managing behaviors.
One of my favorite scientists in brain health is Dr. Daniel Amen. I fangirl over him. So he has this certification called a brain coach. It came out after I did every single one of the activities to become a brain coach. He made it a thing when really there are OGs of us who've done it. He's scanned my brain and looked and interpreted what my brain looks like and what's wrong in it and what needs to be fixed. But he posted this blog/article back in October, and it's about the resting brain and how the resting brain is likely to blame for most of our mental health problems. And so he talks about the different systems in the brain. And so I want to break that down. What does a network mean? I mean, those of us who understand computers get it. Basically, these like wirings that connect. But what it essentially is the different areas of the brain having a meetup, coming together almost like a board meeting, and really negotiating their pieces of information so that the brain can then make some sort of action take place. There's a network in the brain called the default mode network, the DMN. And the default mode is when your brain is not being tasked with anything. So the DMN, when it does not have adequate time to do what it needs to do, like daydream or sleep or play or just consider options, meditate, those types of things. When your brain doesn't have enough time to do that, you're depriving the brain of a very important function or an important meeting that it's supposed to be having. If we've had a network, the central executive network is this high level cognitive that is about focusing on goals and tasks and organizational things, things that children are often asked to do both in school and in their homes in structured environments. If the CEN is engaged too much, then the DMN does not get the play that it needs. So the CEN is at work anytime your child is on a phone or an iPad, anytime it's being entertained or watching.
24/7, right?
I know, right? But really, what's the problem is that our culture even schools are promoting children being stuck on screens and tasking that brain constantly. And that can actually lead to the atrophy or injury of that default mode network.
Wow.
Guess what else does? Trauma. Because trauma engages the CEN. When you are in an environment of threat or you've been experiencing repeated stressors or stimulus that really have a negative impact on the brain's constantly trying to solve problems. Sometimes problems that children should never even have. Children should never have the problem of whether they have a meal in the next few hours. They shouldn't have the problem of whether people care for them and are concerned with their well-being. But a child who's been abused or neglected, they know that that might possibly be a problem, and their brain is on alert 24/7. That can lead to all the other areas of the brain being engaged as well. There's other networks like the visual network, the limbic network, the sensory motor network. All of that can be engaged. And then the one that actually determines whether you're healthy or not, the default mode, the way that you feel when you can just sit still and be in a present moment without anything to do, if that one is way off or not ever engaged, we're going to see an impact in how that person shows up in the way they think, in the way that they behave, in the decisions that they make. It's going to be apparent. Dr. Amen basically says we need to make sure that children are exercising that default mode network. And children in foster care situations or institutionalized and residential treatment, that is one of the pieces that we as clinicians and parents need to be focused on, is letting our kids get a little bored and be a little still so that they can sit with some of that discomfort and learn to be at peace, learn how to regulate that discomfort. I tell my kids it's good to be bored every once in a while. Boredom is like the spark for creativity.
If you were never bored, nobody would ever accomplish anything.
Exactly. Making sure that we're giving children the adequate amount of time to play, the adequate amount of time to be just daydreaming and imaginary in the way that they're approaching some time in their life. And I've seen situations where parents just don't get it. They want their kid performing. And when I say performing, I mean, they want their kid to always be on 100% of the time. And I tell parents very frequently, you know, your child is a child learning to be a full grown human. They are not a full grown human failing at life. They're learning this thing called life. As parents, our job is to make sure that we're really supporting their development and the way that their brain is taking in their environment.
Just so we have a good understanding of this, this default mode network that we have to engage in our kids, napping, daydreaming, like what are some other things that we can make sure they're doing? Is like pretend play? Is that what we're talking about?
Play, things like exercise, like making sure that your children are moving, having digital detoxes. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard as a parent. I know. I mean, I have my own 6 children, so I get it. It's hard. But being able to kind of break away from the entertainment and information consumption and assist the children in getting creative with creating their own content and engaging in their own, you know, self-expression rather than it kind of being dictated to them by whatever society is saying in the moment.